Well, Carl, thanks for joining us. Superb game of football. How pleasing was it to see the team come back after two reverses in each half?
Excellent. I think it shows the character and the strength of belief within the squad anyway that we've got. You know, that's it there in abundance. You know, there's not many times that we go and get stuffed by anybody, and today losing an early goal, especially with, you know, depleted resources, if you like, with Luke and Harry Winter and Scott Cahill being out. You know, we had to shuffle the pack a little bit, and, you know, credit to all of them. They all rallied round, pulled together. And I thought on an attacking front, we were excellent as well. So
yeah, the quality seemed to be there. Very much the passing game seemed very strong this afternoon from the players.
Yeah, and that's something we keep preaching to them. You know, it's one of them things where when you're part-time footballers, although we train and we preach it all the time on a Tuesday and a Thursday night, sometimes you get them inconsistencies, and when if you're not on your game and you don't feel comfortable in passing a ball, you sometimes tend to rush a little bit. Whereas, you know, as long as we keep sticking to our beliefs, you know, me and the staff, and preaching that to the players, because it's the right way to play. We believe in it, and, you know, the players believe in it, and it shows on days like today that we can do it against teams who are, you know, out there with budgets well and above ours. And also, I know they had a couple of players missing today, but nowhere near the restrictions that we've had on our squad. And, you know, on another day, I think we'd have come away with all 3 points, because to my mind, in the final minute, I don't think the goal that we've scored, I think it's a legitimate goal, and it's been ruled out for an offside that only the linesman could have seen.
Well, we understand from our FCM TV colleagues that the player was onside. Obviously, it'll be a chance for everybody to see that when it goes up online later on. And how encouraging is it, this kind of vein of youth now that's coming into the squad? Do you see these players now really now establish them in the side, and so you can really blend youth and experience?
We'd like to think so. It's still early days. I don't think we should get carried away with it. I think Sam Baird's come in and been magnificent. He does what he does in the youth team. You know, we signed Steve Eddy yesterday. Steve's the same. Anybody who came and saw them in the FA Youth Cup can see that they're two good defenders. Michael Jones has only had a couple of opportunities to show what he can do, but he's an excellent footballer as well. So, and then on top of that, you know, we've got our 19-year-olds, our older ones, and our 20-year-olds, the really old ones. You know, with your Jason Gilchrist and your Nathan Lowes and the Kieran Glynns and people like that, and Jake Williams is only a young man as well. So it's there. It's something that we've consciously done. We've tried to, you know, last year was very difficult during the summer, recruitment wise, because obviously of the troubles at the club, but the players who were here last year stayed loyal to us, and, you know, they need giving credit for that. But what we tried to do is also, like you say, strengthen the production of the youth team and try and quicken that up. But at the end of the day, the players that are the ones that deserve the credit, because they need to be ready.
But sticking with Sam Baird, I mean, he seems extraordinarily composed. He's obviously brave, but his judgment on when to go into a tackle, he just belies his age. Is it something that's in him? Is he a quick learner? is it all down to you, Carl?
I wouldn't put him down as a quick learner. No, he's
so he knows it all.
He loves. He's a footballer. He's got a football brain. His dad would tell you that it's the only part of the brain that works. he's been magnificent, absolutely superb. You know, we saw, obviously you can see it against youth team players. That he goes and attacks a ball, he's fearless. You can tell that by the shape of his nose. He's 17 years old, he's got a Steve Bruce nose, so you can see that. But he does things really simply. You know, he knows his limitations. You know, when he's a great kid to work with.
And without getting carried away, as you were saying, does he give you the option of possibly allowing Scott Kay to play forward in midfield again?
Yeah, that's what we want to look at. You know, we've not been able to do that But yeah, that would be the one.
How frustrating though was it after half time? You were under the cosh at the beginning of the game, but then the side came right. Superb goal by we loved that goal.
James
interchange
Gilchrist.
The Gilchrist, the power, the 4-5 passes, and then a sublime finish. How frustrating was it for a bit of a mix up, to say the least?
It's frustrating, but these are the things that happened, and as soon as it's happened, it's gone. So you've got to deal with it. You know, we can put the inquest out there, and we've spoken to the players out there. It was a miscommunication, and I was still wondering how it had squeezed in, and it's by the two lads who have made the mistakes to get back in, and their endeavour has caused the ball just to squirm into the net, which was very frustrating. I couldn't see it from where I was stood, but I would imagine you had a better view from up here. But you know, again, it shows us the strength of character of the team to keep going. And you know, we carried on creating chances, and on another day we'd have come away with 3 points.
Salford next week.
Yep,
tough game. Optimistic,
yep.
Though.
Always, you know, as long as the lads go out and give us 100%, we'll take that. If people come and beat us and they're better than us, then fair play to them. It's when we let ourselves down that I get frustrated.
Carl, thanks very much for joining us. Have a nice evening. Good
Cheers,
luck next
James.
Week.